dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells and bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. Thank you folks for joining us this week. In our next segment, we talk with world-renowned energy expert Dr. Lauren Scott. Dr. Lauren Scott is president of Lauren Scott & Associates out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
This is Lauren C. Scott, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, president of Lauren C. Scott & Associates.
I wanted to ask you about, you do quite a bit of oil and gas speaking. You're one of the prominent speakers in the industry, so you kind of have a pulse on all the different shale plays. Now we've got Donald Trump, president-elect, going to be taking the office. My first reaction was, this is going to be really good for the oil and gas industry. Your thoughts?
I think you're right on target there. I think it is going to be good for the oil and gas industry for three reasons. Reason number one is, hopefully now we're going to have a much more sane environmental protection agency where people actually make decisions based on science rather than on some just totally anti-fossil fuels of thinking. So I think you're going to get more sane EPA, and that's got to be good for the industry. I think the second thing is, and this is vitally important to North Dakota, I don't think you're going to see people get away with what they're doing with the North Dakota Access Pipeline, the XL Pipeline, all these efforts to stop the transportation petroleum. Again, I think you're going to see much more sane thinking on this, and I think you're going to see that's going to be good for the oil and gas industry. It's especially going to be good for North Dakota. I think you're going to see areas open to oil and gas exploration that may not have been open before. Mainly here, I'm thinking maybe some offshore areas, or public land areas that might be open exploration, and then that would be good as well. I think that you're going to see more certainty and less regulation of firms, and I think you're going to see the potential for lower tax rates. Both of those things will, the economists would say, will lower the cost curves and cause firms to engage in more activity. It ought to make it more profitable to drill in a place like the Bakken play. So there are just a number of things that are much more hopeful now that we have somebody coming into office who I think has a much more sane and I think more scientific approach towards fossil fuels.
Let's start with the sane EPA comment, where obviously the mainstream media is reporting that the way they're framing it, he's a denier of the climate change and the religion of environmentalism. I'll just call it that, because quite honestly, I look at the environmentalism as a religion. Personally, I happen to agree with Michael Crichton, one of the great writers of our generation, who firmly was against climate change. He said it's happening, but humans have little impact of it, and to actually have enough arrogance to say that you know what the temperature is going to be in 200 years is ridiculous. You can't name it next week. You know, and this was Al Gore's roommate in college saying this stuff. So is that where you're coming at? Is a more of a denial against climate change or more of a pragmatic approach to how we're going to implement the EPA as opposed to an agency rather than a religion? Does that make any sense?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm only going to be in the car for another 2 hours. I don't know if I have enough time to cover what I think. I'm firmly in the same camp with Christ. And I think what happens when you can't prove, when you can't prove something finally, which you can't do with virtually anything in science, you can't prove something finally. When you find somebody that's opposing you, you give them a name, a bad name. And so in this particular case, anybody who doesn't join the religion, and I think you're exactly correct, I think it is religion, anyone who doesn't join the religion is given a really bad name. And in this case, the name is denier. And of course, the connotation is that it's settled and you're just denying the science. nonsense. So let me just point out a couple things. I taught forecasting for three and a half decades to MBAs and executive MBAs at LSU. I know something about forecasting. And when I've spoken up in North Dakota to groups, I've told them that forecasting the price of oil is the second most difficult thing in the economy to forecast. It's wildly variable. You got countries that are running things like OPEC and Saudis, et cetera. But the most difficult thing to forecast out there is the weather. And the idea that you can build a model to forecast the weather 30 years into the future is, frankly, from a scientific standpoint and statistical standpoint, absurd. And one of the ways we know this is absurd is look at the record of the forecasters, what they said was going to happen versus what has happened since they began to do their models. All their models have grossly overestimated what was going to happen, and that is because they can't forecast it. They don't know how to do that well. It's too wildly variable to do that. As a matter of fact, on the very first Earth Day about 33 years ago, it's kind of instructive to go back and look at what the headline said on the first Earth Day 33 years ago. The headlines 33 years ago said, man-made global cooling is going to destroy the Earth. We don't do something about it. Go back and look it up. That's exactly what it says. And, of course, when it didn't turn out to be global cooling, suddenly the things kind of warmed up a bit. Then we say, oh, now it's man-made global warming. And then when the globe quit warming so much, then they came up with another term. I want you people out there who believe in science to think about this term for just a minute. Climate change. How scientific is that? The climate is going to change. Duh. Everybody knows that. Now, if you're 30 years old and you're watching forest fires and you're watching droughts in certain areas and floods in other areas, you think, golly, this is disastrous. But if you're 75 years old, like I am, you've seen this stuff. I know this is nothing new. You've seen this stuff. And to me, the phrase climate change is one of the most unscientific phrases on the planet. So as you can tell from this, I feel pretty fervently about this. And I just think it's one of the greatest ruses that's ever been perpetrated on mankind.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dr. Lauren Scott or to listen to other energy expert features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio.
One-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
This week's Christmas music is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on the totally blind singer-songwriter Blind Joe, who was featured on NBC's hit show The Voice as part of Team Blake, or to purchase an acoustic country Christmas, visit his website, blindjoe.bandcamp.com. That's blindjoe.bandcamp.com.
Hey, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
I'd like to take this opportunity to talk a little bit about Meridian Energy and the Davis Refinery coming to the Bakken, specifically Belfield, North Dakota. One of the reasons I'm very excited about this new greenfield refinery, in fact, the first greenfield refinery to be built in the United States in more than 50 years, is that Meridian Energy is a leader in innovation and clean fuels technology, and they're setting standards for modern oil refinery. That means the Davis refinery is going to have the advantage of leveraging the latest and greatest, the best available technology. It's going to meet all the environmental and safety regulations from the start. Now, this will significantly raise clean construction standards for all refinery projects going forward. Like, for example, the refinery will use natural gas as the fuel source to run the facility, which enables the Davis refinery to produce zero sulfur diesel and jet fuels. How exciting is that? By providing cleaner diesel fuel locally, it'll displace transportation fuels. that are refined and delivered from remote areas. This will help significantly reduce transportation-related pollution in the area. Clean, environmental, complacent technology. Meridian Energy Group, energizing a cleaner North Dakota. For more information, visit davisrefinery.com or Meridian Energy Group, Inc. for the latest on their technology, their information, and that Davis Refinery.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.